To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We represent Fall GA, throw it up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. 45 minutes of football. We'll do as much NFL as we can with an NFL no huddle in just a minute. And as soon as we lose steam, then we'll switch gears and do a bunch of college football. Because Saturday was awesome, and yes, the playoff is upon us, and 12 team and all that. We're also finding out where some teams are going to bowl games as well. Some teams deciding not to go.
Yes.
So others get to go.
Yeah.
For instance, Georgia Tech's going to be in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Yes, man.
Because Notre Dame doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
So good for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, man. I mean, you get to play. They play BYU, right?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I just saw that Texas, Michigan are playing down in the Citrus Bowl.
That's cool.
So, I mean, you got some different matchups and things like that. So, whatever these kids want to do, I'm not mad at people for opting out teams. Yeah. I think it's soft as hell.
That's the hard part.
But that's just me. That's how I think about it. Because, I mean, we're on Notre Dame, but, I mean, Iowa State, Kansas State.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not just
Notre Dame. Yeah, there's been plenty of teams that have opted out and everything like that. And so you move on. If they get in there, shout out to damn Kennesaw State.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Kennesaw State. As you know, I didn't know what to think. And for him to go in there, and year one, Andy.
Yep.
Conference USA champions.
Yep. Year one conference championship. And they're keeping him.
And they keep him. Yeah. And they're saying, because I know that he probably was in line for some other jobs. Sure. Saw his name for the USF job, Memphis job. No, Memphis hired Coach Huff, who left Marshall, went to Southern Miss. Now he's going to Memphis. But, yeah, then they said they're going to keep him and give him a new contract and everything like that. So, I mean, that's just
– Jerry Mack is who we're talking about.
Yeah, Mack.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's just freaking awesome for him and that school and that program to be able to just, you know, because – when he was hired, we knew why he was hired, because of who they fired. And the guy who, you know, a lot of people had a lot of respect for over at Kennesaw.
I don't know him all that well, but we had him on a couple times, and he was always really fun to talk to, Coach Bohannon.
Yeah.
And, you know, seemed weird, the timing and all that. Yes. But turns out, looks like they knew what they were doing over there.
Shout out to Kennesaw State. Bowl-bound Conference USA champions.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it. But, yeah, it's going to be – it'll be interesting, because I know you said App and – did they ever find
App found a way into a bowl game because somebody opted out of it.
Has anybody found somebody to play Georgia Southern?
Yeah, App.
Oh, it is App. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was I thought App was in a bowl against another team.
Yeah, okay. No, so App State and Georgia Southern,
which is rivalry.
Awesome rivalry.
Yeah.
Like a really heated rivalry.
Yeah.
And they're playing in Birmingham, which is accessible easily to both fan bases.
Right.
When we first found out that's what it was, Ashley was like, oh, look, App made a bowl game.
Right.
Because a bunch of other teams opted out. I was like, whatever, man.
Whatever.
Okay, that's another chance
Put your flag up.
Yeah, okay. We'll see what day Washington's bowl game is and all that. And, I'm not proud of it.
Have y'all?
Yeah, it's somewhere. I don't know yet.
Holiday?
I think so. Hang on. Yeah.
Holiday Bowl?
No. The Bucked Up L.A. Bowl.
The Bucked Up L.A. Bowl?
The Bucked Up L.A. Bowl against Boise State.
Get the hell out of here.
And that game is being played very soon. That game is on December 13th. So, yeah. We could get our today's the 8th. But yeah, we're kicking things off.
Yeah.
You got South Carolina State, Prairie View A&M in the Celebration Bowl right here in Atlanta.
It's going to be a great game.
And then you got later on that evening, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, get to your TVs.
Yeah, man.
Boise State and Washington in the Bucked Up L.A. Bowl.
What is Bucked Up?
I don't even know what Bucked Up is.
I don't either. But if we keep saying it, Keep saying it a lot.
That'd be a great name for like a cash transfer app, like a Venmo.
We're gonna mess
but
it
like
up.
A cool Venmo.
Bucked up.
Oh yeah, he transferred it over. Now I'm bucked up. That's.
I'm just saying. We got to find out what bucked up is.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, yeah. So we'll have our flag up for that, and then app doesn't play for a couple weeks, so you get the app flag up.
There you go.
But yeah, no app. Georgia Southern in the bowl game.
That's
Birmingham.
Good.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, that's an old school Division I AA rivalry right there, man. Yeah. So
and they played early. It's a pretty good game too.
Yeah. So yeah. So I mean, so if some people want to play last time with your teammates and everything, then you go back to it. A lot of these players. Huh. Most of the players are going to opt out. I mean, are we sure Notre Dame would have had a full roster anyway?
Well, that's the thing. I know everyone's saying that they're opting out because they're crying they didn't get in.
Well, they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's fine. And if you want to say that, be my guest.
Yeah.
You're not entirely wrong. In fact, you're pretty right. And also, it's fun to make fun of Notre Dame.
Right.
But it's also like teams are just decimated if they don't go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like,
we've seen players leave. With their teams in the playoff.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but if you're not in the playoff, you're definitely leaving.
Yeah.
We talked about how one way to maybe improve bowl season, and this would be really hard to do and probably dangerous, but like if you wanted to let the guys transferring in play in the bowl, let them play. Get out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you're transferring to Washington to play next year, get out there in 5 days. Play against Boise State.
Play against Boise State.
Let's showcase what we got.
So Vanderbilt's going to play Iowa in a bowl game.
All right.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, very disappointing. I would love to see Vanderbilt against, like,
anyone in the playoff.
Yeah. A Vanderbilt-Texas rematch, maybe.
Or just, like, yeah. No, Iowa certainly plays how they play, and it's effective.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not going to be fun to watch that game.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Iowa is going to play like Iowa, even though it's a bowl game. I would love to see Vanderbilt play against, like a Duke or something like that. And both teams just kind of go up and down the field and score a ton.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. But.
Instead, we got Iowa at the ReliaQuest Bowl.
Yes,
in Tampa, they all got new names.
Yeah, man, everybody new product. That's why I said bucked up. That's got to be the first year of buck.
Yeah, new first year last year probably.
Oh, okay.
it's an energy drink.
Okay, bucked up.
Bucked up.
There you go. And it's in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I like L.A.
Well, it's good for Washington and Boise.
Yeah, like,
easy travel. All right. Well, why don't we just do this since we've done 9 minutes of college? We'll save the NFL no huddle for like 10 minutes from right now and get to all the stuff that happened on Sunday. And we can spend the next 5 minutes or so talking about what happened on Saturday. Let's start with the Georgia Bulldogs. Probably the most complete performance of the year.
Yeah.
Is Texas.
Texas was
up there.
Texas was up there. But Mississippi State was like that.
Either
too.
Way, just a thorough, impressive, dominant, very clear statement made by Georgia on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I think, it was one of those things where you kind of first couple drive, you're filling each other out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, you get them backed up and then you call the block. And then it's executed perfectly. And then you're set up with the momentum. You go in, you go score, and then you're off to the races. Meaning, you're flying around. Because the one thing about Georgia is the last time they played Alabama, they couldn't get off the field.
Right.
They were getting off the field on third down.
Yep.
They were rubbing up. They were wrapping up. They were tackling. They were doing a lot. They were getting the ball out. When guys maybe had a chance to catch it, they were able to get the ball off of them a couple times. So I thought just overall, just offense, defense, special teams, coaching, everything was in Georgia's favor. Now, the penalties. Meh. But at the same time, I thought they did let them kill them. Now, they got the touchdown on fourth down. This is a great play by Ben Grubbs. Georgia was bringing the heat. They allowed the pressure to come in. They were able to get the lineman out and the referee. And the kid, I mean, it was a great run by him.
Sure, yeah.
Jeremy Bernard did
a great play.
Great run by him.
The drive should have never happened.
No.
Like, was it a sack on third down?
Yes.
When the personal foul penalty happened on 15?
Yes, you just can't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
You just can't do that. I mean, everything is going so well, and yet you get up off the field and you give them opportunity. Second man's always caught.
Yep.
And so then you give them you saw Kirby, how Kirby lost.
Oh, he was all
because you're like, you can't, like, we're playing so well right now. We got them. Up against, they're against the ropes right now. Let's go for this knockout blow, and that you let them get a standing 8 count.
Yeah, and then they got to the quarterback again. The ball's tipped in the air, and the tight end catches it. Very easily could have been an interception.
Like, oh.
And then a deep ball a couple plays later, 15 again. Tough drive for him.
Yes, he had a rough one.
Yeah
he had a
tough drive.
He had a rough one.
DeMelo, right?
Yeah, he
tough
had a
drive for him.
He had a rough one. Man.
Overall, just fantastic. Obviously, they stuffed the run. I mean, Alabama has not been good at running the football. All year, going to be especially hard without Jim Miller.
And they kept it that way, though.
And they, Georgia just wouldn't let them.
They kept it that way. You're watching these young players, Cole and these other edge players are getting better and better, Andy. You mentioned it earlier. You're almost there. You're flushing them out.
Yep.
But you're not getting them on the ground, and they're still able to make plays. Georgia's getting the quarterback on the ground. Now, I think that's they had three yesterday. So I'm trying to think. I mean, going into what game? The Mississippi State game, they had nine.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got about 12 since then or something.
Yeah.
Like
no, they've been.
Yeah.
Not, they're not like elite at getting the quarterback on the ground, but it looks good.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's better. It's totally serviceable now.
Yeah.
And again, if they're stopping the run the way that they are and running the football the way that they are, they're going to be hard for anybody to beat.
Yeah.
And again, that they got a bye. Yeah. They're the third. Now, my only, if I'm griping about the 1 through 12, mm-hmm. honestly, Georgia should have been two.
Yes, for sure.
Like, I mean, I guess the argument is if you're going to, like, keep continuity or whatever, you're not being penalized for losing your championship game. Now, Ohio State was because they were number one and they fell down to number two.
Exactly.
But that would have been hilarious if they had just kept Ohio State at one.
Yes.
They're like, well, we're not penalizing it because Alabama didn't move.
No,
they lost by 21 points.
Yes.
And they stayed right there at nine. Meanwhile, you know, BYU lost and they fell. And
I thought
Virginia lost and they fell.
BYU, like, I was like, okay, BYU's playing pretty solid
at
to start the game.
Yeah.
And then Texas Tech defense just took over and just like, okay, enough playing around with y'all. We about to beat y'all damn head in.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what they did.
And I know
did.
They're in the four and they get a bye and all that, but they're the one that, you know, obviously it feels like Indiana and Ohio State are for real. That was a tough, hard-nosed, old-school Big Ten game. If Ohio State doesn't miss a chip field goal,
chip
probably
shot
goes
field
to overtime.
Goal. God, yeah. I mean, that was a chip shot field goal that kicker missed, man. Because, I mean, you want to talk about just a physical. And I don't know if he was kidding or what, but I hope, Bobo, you got to find this for me. Like, Mendoza, I've never heard him talk before. I never heard Mendoza talk.
I think that was real.
Was that real?
Yeah.
The squeak?
I think
the
so.
The pitch?
I don't know.
I mean, you're excited.
What do you think he's doing a silly voice?
I don't know, Andy.
No, I think that's how it sounds.
But man. I heard, but I was like, whoa.
Yeah. It
hold
was,
on.
Yes. Maybe because the way he got hit that first play of the game.
And that was the thing. When
maybe
he got,
that knocked
when,
his voice
when
loose.
When he got hit that first play, I was like, uh-oh.
If he's hurt,
it's a wrap.
Yeah. Now, again, pretty cool. His little brother's the backup.
Yes.
Comes in one play, hands it off. He goes right back in. But that also, I feel like that's huge for Indiana, too, because it's like people still, just because of the brand and all that, you look at them and they're like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like Ohio State's going to smoke them.
Yep.
And on the first play, their quarterback gets absolutely destroyed.
The hell out.
Came right back and he was fine.
Yeah.
You know? Like, all right, you knocked me down. Get up off the mat. Get right back on the field and keep playing. And look, man, say what you want to say. They are undefeated in the Big Ten.
Yes, they are.
They are 13-0.
They are the number one team in America.
They are the number one team
in
America.
They got a hell of a ball coach who, if you don't like him or whatever, it don't matter. That dude can coach his ass off, and they got players, and they got a rough and rugged-ass defense.
They really do. That's the thing.
And rugged defense. Yeah.
If you hadn't seen them play much, and I'll be honest with you, I watched the Oregon game earlier in the year, and I watched, like, most of the second half against Penn State because they were losing.
Right.
But I don't watch a ton of Indiana this year.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You saw that defense.
They are
like, that's the difference.
Yeah, man.
And their quarterback is better this year, too. Obviously, Mendoza's probably going to win the Heisman.
Yes.
But their defense is a serious college football playoff, top-end defense.
Rugged. Mm-hmm. And they were being rugged with them, Ohio State, man. They really, really were, man. And so, good for Indiana and Cignetti. Obviously, we talked about Texas Tech. Texas Tech just kicked the absolute dog butt out of us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is like, I think everyone agrees Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, kind of top shelf.
Yep.
Texas Tech probably goes right up there.
They up there, man.
They're good.
Because their defense is just.
And they might have the best defensive player in the country. Ohio State might also.
Yeah. Join the morning shift every Friday for Tailgate at Home. It's presented by Publix. Our man Squid Billy will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes, and then you can text his back. Make sure you tag the morning shift. That's Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
All right, this second hour of the radio program brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll come back, get to an NFL no huddle after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.